WTAW News time is 8:06. It's 76 degrees right now at the studios. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news. Brought to you by Pioneer Steel and Pipe, your one-stop steel supply store on Highway 21 East in Bryan. Go to pioneerboys.com. Good morning, I'm Patrick Zinert. By this time next year, the Bryan School Board should have new attendance zones as part of approving last year's bond issue.
Consultant and former Superintendent Don Hooper received no opposition to his proposed timetable for considering new boundaries. The board was asked to think of people to appoint to small groups that'll make recommendations that'll be heard in town hall gatherings on school campuses.
This process is designed to take enough time to listen to everyone, because while the staff may find a direction that they think is right, someone out there could come up with a point that hasn't been considered. And that's why we go through that.
Small group meetings would begin after this November's board elections. Town halls would finish up by next April, and the board would make its decision next May. You can see the presentation on our website at WTAW.com. Bill Oliver, Newstalk 1620, WTAW.
More changes are coming to streets in College Station's Eastgate neighborhood. The city council at its last meeting approved extending Eisenhower Street behind the shopping center that includes Barnes & Noble and Best Buy. Public Works Director Donald Harmon says there was considerable discussion with those attending the College Station Chinese Church at Eisenhower and Ash.
We received a couple of calls from members of the congregation of the church that's located at that intersection. Mm-hmm. We worked very diligently to improve the pedestrian walkways and pathways and a safe crossing.
The extension should be completed by the end of March next year. The council also approved rebuilding Francis Drive from Munson to Glen Haven. Construction will take place in two phases, beginning next year after Munson is rebuilt. On a related note, Munson will be closed tomorrow between Dominic and Woodland to allow for the inspection of wastewater lines. And the council also approved a ban on right turns on red lights for southbound traffic on Texas wanting to turn west onto University. Police in the Twin Cities responded to 26 vehicle burglary reports on Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. Bryan police say at least $5,000 of property, mostly electronics and firearms, was taken in 11 break-ins, six of which involved unlocked vehicles. College Station police report most of the 15 vehicles hit had windshields smashed to gain entry, and most of the stolen property was high-end car stereo components. College Station police arrested a local man whose ex-fiance says broke into her home Sunday night and took two computers and other personal property. 42-year-old Spencer Brueger is out of jail after posting a $50,000 bond. A Bryan man has been arrested for the second time in as many months. 23-year-old Restevan Anderson, who, according to jail records, was released last Thursday morning from an arrest last month on a charge of possessing marijuana, returned to jail Friday afternoon. Anderson was arrested for an armed robbery May 6th, where he is accused of holding up three men at the Reveille Ranch Apartments and taking more than $1,400 of electronics. As the U.S. Supreme Court is expected to decide soon on the future of Obamacare, the president said yesterday the justices should not have taken up the latest court challenges to his signature health care law. That hasn't stopped multiple alternatives from being developed in the House and Senate. Congressman Bill Flores of Bryan, who chairs the Republican Study Committee, unveiled the American Health Care Reform Act last week.
It's going to be a much more consumer-friendly program, and it will also help get costs down in this country. I'm pretty excited about it.
You can read a summary of the RSC's proposal on our website, WTAW.com. WTAW News time now, 8:10. It's 77 degrees. This look at news brought to you by Pioneer Steel and Pipe. More news coming up at 8:30 or on our website, WTAW.com. I'm Patrick Zinert, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
As the Brazos Valley's largest supplier of metal building components, pipe, and steel, Pioneer stocks a complete line of metal building and carport packages, from structural framework like I-beam and square tubing to sheet metal, trim packages, roll-up doors, and insulation. Pioneer is your one-stop shop. Metal buildings and carports are Pioneer Steel's specialty. Pioneer Steel, Highway 21 East. Call 979-589-2333. Or on the web at pioneerboys.com.
At Schlitterbahn, there's so much for my family to do. We need a checklist. Miles of slides, rivers, and waves? Check. Plus, Schlitterbahn welcomes picnics and has free parking and tubes. Estimated savings of $100? Check. We also love how we can float the day away and enjoy so much family fun together. Packing our summer with amazing memories? Definitely check. Hold on to every moment at Schlitterbahn.
Get discounted tickets and plan your stay at Schlitterbahn.com. News Talk 1620 WTAW 811 with the Infomaniacs. Good morning. I'm Kevin O'Connor sitting in for Scott DeLucia. Let's check our forecast now, brought to you by United Roofing and Sheet Metal, home of the Duralast roof. For more, call 268-ROOF or go to unitedroofingpros.com.
Rather warm weather in the forecast again today. We'll see a decent amount of sunshine. We'll get to 90 to 95 this afternoon. It'll be clear to partly cloudy across the region tonight, lows 70 to 75. Mixture of sun and clouds for tomorrow with high temperatures between 90 and 95. Clear to partly cloudy, lows near 75 tomorrow night. Looking ahead to Thursday, clouds and sunshine with highs between 90 and 95. I'm meteorologist Rob Carolyn for News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Currently 73 degrees, humidity 87%, winds out of the southwest at 3 or 4 miles an hour. And we have studio guests this morning. Of course, Leah White from the Aggieland Humane Society.
That's us.
The social folks with the aminals is here. And Lucy's here from the BCS Chamber of Commerce. How are you, ladies?
Good.
Bueno.
Going to start off with an interesting aminal story.
All right.
But not aminals, really. It's bugs.
Oh, fun.
The juxtaposition of name in this, however, is the one that makes it funny. A plane being grounded by a bird, yes, by bees.
What?
No.
They build the hive in there?
It's a small airline company that runs out of England to Dublin, Ireland, back and forth, had to make an alert emergency landing when a bee got stuck in the pilot's pitot tube, which is the thing that registered the speed of the airplane. Passenger tweeted, well, this has not happened to me before. A bumblebee got stuck in the wind instrument thingy on Fly B Airlines.
Oh.
That's the name. F-L-Y-B-E.
Looks like they had to go to Plan C because Plan B was already a bust.
Oh, wow. All righty, moving on. Let's check in and find out what's going on with the Aggieland Humane Society. How are you this morning, Miss Leah?
I'm doing well.
What's happening?
Well, you know, we've had lots of intake over the past little bit with all the weather. And because of the number of animals we've had come in, we've gone ahead and discounted some of our dogs. We're trying to figure out why some of the dogs have been there so long, just for the simple fact they're no reason other than we're just not having the adoptions happen. It's been kind of slow. So to encourage you fine folks to come on out and adopt, we have $12 dogs. So there's 12 dogs selected to be a $12 adoption. So great deal. I mean, our regular adoption fees and so forth are a fantastic deal on their own. They're spayed and neutered. They're microchipped, at least one round of vaccinations. They also have 30 days pet health insurance. You have local pet retail coupons, local veterinarian coupons. It's a really, really wonderful deal. And then to do that at $12, great time of year to add a family member, being a four-legged family member, because your kids are out of school, maybe helping that animal transition to living at your home.
Get everybody acclimatized.
Exactly. June is Adopt a Cat Month, so we have already gone through and started discounting cats, half-price cats and kittens. So lots of folks out there thinking, oh, you know, good time. Again, for adding that four-legged friend, excellent opportunity. We have this Thursday, you know, we've talked a lot about disaster preparedness this Thursday. So it's 2 days because today is Tuesday, people.
Try and keep up.
Well, I know they might be still a little groggy from, you know, staying up late.
Everybody's upset about
last night. I'm looking at you.
Just moving on.
Yeah, let's not talk about it.
Thank you.
Anyhow, on Thursday, we are going to be doing discounted microchipping. Usually our microchips are $25. So at any point in time, you can come in and purchase a microchip for $25. Thursday, they will be $15. We have no restrictions. You want to bring one cat or seven of your cats and get each of them microchipped for $15, we will do that for you.
What a lot of people don't realize is there's an ongoing fee with that, though, because you have to pay.
There is not for our microchips.
Oh.
It all depends on the microchip you purchase. There's a lot of variations in the companies. So the microchip that we have, we've actually selected a couple years ago. We changed microchip companies, and we now use the 24-hour Pet Watch microchip. While you're sitting there filling out your information and we're entering it into the computer, it is being nationally registered at that point in time. No need for you to send stuff off later on and concern that it's only in a local database or is it registered at all. No, we're doing it right there. And that's the database we use is is part of the whole program. So it's nationally registered at that point in time. There's no continuing fee with it. And if you want to update information, you just come by the shelter and let us know, and we will update that information. If you're not sure about microchips, bring your animal by. We will scan your animal, tell you what kind of chip it is, because we have the ability to, and generally we know when we look at a sequence of numbers and letters, we know what manufacturer it was. If not, we have a system to look that up in, and it'll tell us this is most likely a such and such chip.
Okay.
And you can go from there. We can give you the right information, because there are chips that require annual fees. There's so many variations on it. It can spin your mind. So
yeah, that's why I brought it up, because exactly. I got the dog from you guys, but the dog may have been chipped before
beforehand,
even you got it.
Yes. So it's something that everybody has to deal with. And so for more information on that, go to our website or come in person. Like I said, we're more than willing to scan your dog for you. We have a few spots left for camp, which is June 16th. So that's next week, week after. Next week. See ya. Keeping up, trying to. And
it's Tuesday.
Right. And so we have a few spots left for camp. That's 8 to 12-year-olds, 3-day camps, few spots left for this session. And then, of course, you can still sign up for July and August. For more information, go to our website, aggielandhumane.org, or visit us in person at 5359 Leonard Road.
It's almost like you've been here before and done that.
Maybe.
Lucy is here, too, with Bryan College Station Chamber of Commerce. What are you guys playing around with this week?
Well, this week we have several things going on. We have a deluxe ribbon cutting at the WC Tractor. They have a new location that is at 1960 North Earl Rudder Freeway, and that is at 4:30. That's Wednesday the 10th. And then today we're having the ribbon cutting for the new Brazos County Tax Office. It moved. So now it is over at 4151 County Park Court in Bryan, Texas.
Is that part of their, because I know they're doing an open house. Is that part of the open house?
Maybe. It's at 4:30, so it could be.
You keep going. I'll find out.
You go find out.
I remember seeing that.
I don't know that. And Thursday, we have a ribbon cutting for Hawthorne Suites at 4:30, and that's 8085 Atlas Pear Drive in Bryan. I don't know where that is, but check it out.
It's in Bryan.
It's in Bryan. And then just save the dates for our business after hours on June 18th at the Traditions Club. And that will be for the Bridal Association of Brazos Valley. So I'm excited to go. I mean, I'm not going to get married again, but I like to see stuff, so maybe they'll have some stuff.
Girls always like that stuff, though.
And it's free. And if you've never been to the Traditions Club, I mean, this is your opportunity, because it's open to the public. And that'll be at 5:30 to 7:00. And then we do have our Leadership Brazos Alumni Association luncheon on July 2nd from 11:30 to 1:00. That'll be at the Phillips Event Center, and we will have information ready for Leadership Brazos 2015-2016.
Okay.
So I know people have already called to ask us about that. And the speaker for that event will be Red Cashin.
Oh, cool.
So that should be a good event. And then we're still taking nominations for our Community Impact Awards. So just call us at the Chamber at 260-5200 for any information on that. So if you have any women or minority-owned businesses, let us know. And then just save the date for our first Founders Night event. That will be July 17th at the Aston Mansion from 7:30 to 10:00. That will be an evening of Southern charm.
Very nice.
So
you're not busy or anything.
No, I'm not. Not yet.
and the open house does coincide with the chamber night at 5:30, 7:30.
Well, good. Okay.
So now we're all caught up. Thank you,
guys.
We're
all caught up. Thank you.
Appreciate it very much. The community segment is brought to you by Van Dyke Rankin Insurance Company, serving your insurance needs since 1936 with honesty and integrity.
Are you looking for an experienced insurance company? Van Dyke Rankin, headquartered in Brenham, with new offices on the North Earl Rudder Freeway and Bryan, offers full service lines, including coverage for your business, home, auto, and health. Call Van Dyke Rankin and Bryan at 846-8500 or visit their website at vandykerankin.com. Get a comparison quote and be on your way to a win-win relationship with Van Dyke Rankin, a trusted insurance agency committed to integrity, honesty, and doing it right. Call 846-8500 to find out if Van Dyke Rankin and Company is right for you.
I'm Jennifer Kishinko with Your Money Now. Fiat Chrysler CEO Sergio Marchionne is reaching out to hedge funds and other potential allies to prod GM into a merger. Today's Wall Street Journal says his pursuit of outside investors is only the latest move in Marchionne's drive to find a partner for the Italian-American automaker. Soaring college tuition costs in recent years isn't bad news for everyone. Take college presidents, for instance. The median pay for public university presidents came to $428,000 last year, an increase of 7% over 2013. Two public college presidents made more than $1 million in total compensation last year, Rodney Erickson of Penn State and R. Bowen Lofton of Texas A&M. Pretty soon, donuts may arrive on your doorstep. Dunkin' Donuts says it's testing mobile ordering, which would allow you to get donuts via delivery. Crude oil up $1.19 at $59.33 a barrel on Wall Street. Futures indicating slight losses at the opening bell. And that's your money now.
By 2025, it's estimated that half the world's population will lack access to safe drinking water. A sorry state of affairs, as two-thirds of our planet is covered by water. We are helping develop solutions for salt water to satisfy the thirst of future generations. BASF. We create chemistry.
With CudaSign, paperless e-signing is a no-brainer for any business that requires legally binding signatures fast. That's because CudaSign offers everything you should expect from an electronic signature solution for just $1 per month. CudaSign cuts document turnaround time as much as 90%, thanks in part to its number one rated mobile app. And CudaSign's secure cloud stores documents for on-demand tracking and retrieval, saving you even more time and money. Don't think twice. Get CudaSign now for just $1 per month. Go to CudaSign.com.
Help HEB celebrate their 110th anniversary at the HEB Road Trip Rally this coming Thursday at the HEB Tower Point location starting at 2 p.m. Plenty of HEB product giveaways, ways to win, and HEB 110th anniversary items. See you there.
News Talk 1620 WTAW. It is 8:22. Time to look at our forecast brought to you by Skyline Communications. A 20% chance of thunderstorms and rain on and off. Probably not until later this afternoon. High of 93. We'll keep that 20% chance of showers and drop down to 73 for the overnight low. And then tomorrow through Friday, pretty much the same as today. We'll hold on to a 20 to 30% chance of rain. We'll see highs in the mid to low or low to mid 90s. And then as we move into Saturday, we'll up that rain chance to a 50 or 60% chance of some thunderstorms. 87% humidity, winds out of the southwest at 5. It is 73 here at News Talk 1620 WTAW. We'll get to Ken Commando for you in just a second.
Hartman Realty Group understands how you feel about buying and selling your home. It's not just a business deal. It's personal and often a life-changing event. Everything we do is tailored to your needs. From the first meeting to well after closing, the focus is on providing a successful, seamless, and stress-free experience. Exemplary service in accomplishing our clients' goals is our true commitment. Exceeding their expectations is our measure of success.
Visit HartmanBCS.com.
What happened to Apple? Is it true, as so many experts predicted, that without Steve Jobs, the company would lose its mojo? Don't get me wrong. Apple will continue to be a marketing success, but lately, we really haven't seen any innovations from them that hit it out of the ballpark. Yesterday, the much-hyped Apple Worldwide Developers Conference kicked off in San Francisco. Everything they announced for phones and computers is already available on its competitors' devices. Siri is now an intelligent personal assistant and proactively lets you know things in advance. Google Now has been doing the same thing in some form since it was released 3 years ago. Apple now has a new music service that costs $10 a month. Sounds like Spotify, Google, Tidal, or one of the others. Apple also introduced News. Wow, something that Flipboard and at least a dozen more apps do already. Over 1 million locations now take Apple Pay, and I'll give them that. True story. I purchased an Apple Watch, and I didn't want it. So I asked my teenage son if he'd like to use it. And his answer was, no thanks, Mom. Ouch. Get all the latest tech news updated all the time at commando.com. That's K-O-M-A-N-D-O.
Hey, it's 2015. Time to stop taking business calls on your personal phone. And no one wants to carry around two phones. That's crazy. Nope, you need eVoice. eVoice provides you with your phone number, plus a second business line, all on the phone you're carrying now. And it's less than $13 a month. Yes, one phone, two numbers. Your personal number and your eVoice number. And it gets better. Your callers are professionally greeted by a virtual receptionist who will route all your calls no matter where you are, at the office, on the road, or just out back by the pool enjoying the day. eVoice even transcribes your voicemails to text and sends via email. Adding a business line with eVoice makes your small business look like a big Fortune 500 business, all for less than $13 a month. You spend that on a couple of fancy coffees, right? For a limited time, my listeners get to try eVoice for 60 days free. Yes, free. So go like a pro and go to evoice.com/Kim. Make sure you enter promo code Kim while signing up. Take 2 full months to give it a test drive. That's evoice.com/Kim.
Had to get some glass replaced in a house, I don't know, it's been a couple of weeks ago. Gave Acme Glass a call. They set up the appointment. They were there when they said that they would be. They finished the work up in short order, and it's a done deal. Dependability is one of the things that you want. Now, didn't happen to be a real crucial situation as far as getting this glass replaced, but quite often when you replace glass from a standpoint of there being some sort of a safety or some sort of a security concern, getting a fast response is awfully important. And they can help you with that at Acme Glass. More than 60 years experience here in the Brazos Valley, getting you glass where you need it and when you need it and at a reasonable price. So a quick response, getting it done right, and paying a moderate price for it. That's what you want, and Acme Glass delivers for you. Now, that's just for your home or your business. Don't forget for your vehicle. They can help you too, and they're open a half day on Saturday, which can really help you out because sometimes you've got to use your vehicle all week long and you have to give it up. That makes it very inconvenient. But since they're open a half day on Saturdays, that can work well for you. Two locations, in College Station across from the main entrance at A&M and on Main Street in downtown Bryan. For more than 60 years, it's Acme Glass.
Hey folks, how's your lawn looking? Neighbors jealous? Well, they can be. This is Bobby Jenkins of ABC Home and Commercial Services. With ABC's year-round lawn mowing and care program, the lawns we manage in Aggieland are consistently healthy. Our economical program uses efficient, slow-release turf enrichment products, great equipment, and our routes are staffed with skilled crews. That means a great-looking lawn at a great price. ABC Home and Commercial Services, specialists for your environment.
For courteous service, just call ABC Home.
Hello, everybody. This is Chaz Allen with Little Known Facts. You know, there's been some great stories passed down through the years, but some of the best have never been told. Now, I'll be back in 1 minute with one that just might surprise you. Parents, what price would you pay not to have a sick kid this school season? What would it be worth to you not to have to miss work with a sick kid, take him to the doctor, or pay for prescription medicine? Even a cold can put a dent in the pocketbook, not to mention how rotten the poor kids feel. Well, Activate Kids Immune Booster from the Activate Company might be just the ticket to saving you some real money and grief this year. Activate Kids Immune Booster has been specifically formulated to boost your child's immune system so they can fight off those nasty school colds, flu, and strep infections before they get a hold on your kid. It's safe and effective, and it sure costs a lot less than going to the doctor or missing work. Give them Activate Kids Immune Booster from the Activate Company. Just go to www.activateproducts.com. That's active and the number 8, products.com. Or you can call them toll-free, 800-465-4411. 800-465-4411.
I've got a question for you. Let's say that you're an advisor to a presidential candidate, and the candidate wanted to use the phrase, log cabins and hard cider, as his campaign slogan. What would you advise your candidate? Well, we don't exactly know what William Henry Harrison's advisors told him, but considering this was a long time ago, they may have gone along with it. But I think not. After all, in the world of campaign slogans, with such famous slogans as I Like Ike, Tippecanoe and Tyler Too, log cabins and hard cider, well, that's pretty bland, wouldn't you say? And you know, evidently the public agreed. Because even though Harrison insisted on using that slogan, it was the slogan of his own Vice President John Tyler that got all the attention and remembered. Yeah, it was Tyler who was the name in Tippecanoe and Tyler Too, and not the man running for president at all. So why the goofy slogan of log cabins and hard cider? Well, it was to counter Bill Harrison's rich boy image. His father was one of the signers of the Declaration of Independence and had gone on to become a wealthy man. Bill inherited all of that. And that was the problem. Most people felt that old rich Bill Harrison couldn't relate to the common man. So he organized rallies and campaign stops all over the country, and in each place he did things to show what a macho man of the frontier he really was. Of course, he was not, but it was image that he was concerned with here. And he is known for a number of firsts. He was the first president from the Whig Party. He was the first president to draw more than 1 million votes. He was the oldest president to be sworn in. And his inaugural address still stands as a record today. It lasted more than 1 hour and 45 minutes. 1 hour and 45 minutes in the freezing cold and pouring rain of a Washington January. And to prove his manhood, he did it all, including the ride from the Capitol to the White House without a coat or a hat. Quite a man. For a short while. You see, it was also his swan song. It's a little-known fact that it was nothing more than campaign image that prompted all that macho business for Bill Harrison. Symbols of a rough, tough frontier beginning he never had. But that hour and 45 minutes in the freezing cold with no coat and hat, it did have an effect. Because 31 days later, he was gone. Dead. From pneumonia.
What would the perfect moment in time be for you? Would it start with a Swedish massage in the morning, followed by a customized body wrap? Maybe a European facial in the afternoon, a deluxe spa manicure or a pedicure? Perhaps your perfect moment in time would include it all. At Galleria Day Spa, we create a time just for you. Then we gently slow time down. For an entire day or just an hour, call the Galleria Day Spa for your perfect moment in time. 822-5756 or visit us online at galleriadayspa.com. Gift certificates available.
WTAW News Time is 8:31. It's 80 degrees right now at the studios. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news. Brought to you by Dr. Michael Reese, Exceptional Restorative and Cosmetic Dentistry. Voted Texas Monthly's Texas Super Dentist 11 years in a row. Good morning, I'm Patrick Zeinert. Last November's approval of a $132 million bond issue in the Bryan School District also meant ending elementary school at fourth grade, creating fifth and sixth grade intermediate schools, and seventh and eighth grade middle schools. Last night, the school board started the process of approving new attendance zones by May of next year.
Consultant Don Hooper, a retired superintendent, pointed out it's the first change in the boundaries of Bryan Elementary Schools in 17 years.
Whenever a community of people, along with its elected officials and its appointed administrators, go through a process together and take the time to listen and to consider, and then still get to a point you have to make some hard decisions, at least it hasn't been something that they were disengaged from or disenfranchised.
One tweak to Dr. Hooper's presentation, which will be shared with small groups appointed by the board, then with the public during town hall meetings next year. Instead of listing 13 parameters for changing boundaries, it'll be 13 considerations. Something supported by Superintendent Tommy Wallace.
Parameter sounds like we've already got something set in stone. The only thing that we have at this point is what we told the voters that we were going to reconfigure, which means that, you know, we will be moving Mary Catherine Harris over to Doma. So that means that one of our elementary schools will be closed.
Online at WTAW.com, you can read the list, along with the rest of the presentation given to the board. Bill Oliver, Newstalk 1620, WTAW.
The College Station City Council has approved two more street projects in the Eastgate neighborhood, which is south of University and east of Texas. One is extending Eisenhower Street from Ash to Lincoln behind Best Buy and Barnes & Noble. The Public Works Director, Donald Harmon, says the project also includes improving how pedestrians navigate the intersection of Eisenhower and Ash by the College Station Chinese Church.
Because that intersection just by geometry is slightly offset.
Mm-hmm.
And so it's really been a difficult task for the consultant to fit in the existing right-of-way and provide for the pedestrian facilities as well as extending the roadway.
Construction is expected to be completed by the end of March next year. Also approved was rebuilding Francis Drive from Glen Haven to Munson. Construction won't start until Munson is rebuilt, which will be sometime next year. There are two other traffic advisories in that area. Munson will be closed tomorrow between Woodland and Dominic because wastewater lines will be inspected. And the council has approved banning right turns on red lights for southbound traffic on Texas wanting to turn west onto University. Freedom was short-lived for a Bryan man who's back in the Brazos County Jail. Bryan police arrested 23-year-old Restevan Anderson for a May 6th armed robbery at the Reveille Ranch Apartments. Anderson is accused of taking more than $1,400 of electronics at gunpoint from three men. Anderson returned to jail Friday afternoon after he was released Thursday morning from a prior arrest for possessing a personal use quantity of marijuana. Police in Bryan and College Station received a combined 32 burglary reports on Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. 26 involved vehicles. Most of the 15 vehicles hit in College Station were in the area of Harvey and Dartmouth. Most had windshields smashed to gain entry, and most of the stolen property was high-end car stereo components. In Bryan, 6 of 11 vehicles were unlocked. More than $5,000 in property was taken. Bryan police are also looking into break-ins at four homes and one business where more than $13,000 of items were taken. All but one involved forced entry. And a College Station man is out of jail after posting a $50,000 bond following his arrest Sunday night for breaking into his ex-fiancee's house. The victim told investigators, according to the arrest report, that 42-year-old Spencer Brueger went through every drawer in her house and took two computers and other personal belongings. The search for loved ones lost in floodwaters in Hays County has come to this. Families are begging for help.
Alan Daniel is desperate for help.
We're still about finding people, and so we need the very specific targeted assets that are used in search and rescue.
His family and two other families say they need the public's help and FEMA's help. Their loved ones were lost when floodwaters washed away a house they were in down a river on Memorial Day. They've set up a website for those wanting to help. It is WimberleyTXRescue.com. Kelly Weiss, TSN News.
In Houston, about 20 apartments have been destroyed in the southwest part of town in a fire. No injuries were reported. Firefighters rescued a dog from the balcony of a burning apartment. The fire department's arson bureau is investigating the cause of the fire. The Red Cross is providing assistance to displaced residents. Among the topics addressed by President Obama as a European summit wrapped up yesterday was the Affordable Care Act. That's as the U.S. Supreme Court nears a decision whether to rule if Obamacare is legal. Multiple replacements are being drafted in the House and Senate. One idea was unveiled last week by the Republican Study Committee, chaired by Congressman Bill Flores of Bryan.
It deals with a patient-centered solution that uses free market principles.
Flores says if Obamacare goes away, it makes sense to build a transition plan to take care of 7 million people who receive subsidies.
But that's the practical issue, is that we as Republicans, whether we like it or not, are likely going to have to build a transition so that these folks don't lose their subsidies until you have a free market plan in place, which will candidly take 18 to 24 months.
Obama told reporters in Germany that the Supreme Court probably should not have taken up the latest challenges to his signature health care law. On our website at WTAW.com, you can read the summary of the RSC's proposal titled The American Health Care Reform Act. WTAW News Time is 8:37. It's 80 degrees. This look at news brought to you by Dr. Michael Reese. More news today at noon with Chelsea Reber. I'm Patrick Zeinert, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
Do you wear dentures? Imagine never having to remove them again. No messy glues and being able to eat any food you want. It's possible with implant-retained New You dentures from inventor Dr. Michael Reese. Virtually identical to real teeth, implant-retained New You dentures stay in all day, every day, and can change your life. Isn't it time you had natural-looking, fully functional teeth? Move up to implant-retained New You dentures. Learn more at drreese.com.
Hi, I'm Brian Windham.
And I'm Allison Windham.
And we're Windham Construction.
Remodeling is a story. It has a beginning, middle, and an end. The beginning is planning and design, the middle, quality construction, and the end, your happily ever after. If you're ready to write your story, we can help you get it done. Windham Construction provides good quality, dependability, and great results. Whether you want to remodel your kitchen or build an addition, it's a great time to get started. Call us today. Windham Construction, 324-8596.
You want a doctor who goes above and beyond to make staying well easier. A doctor who understands you're busy and makes expert care more convenient. A doctor who's close to home, yet part of a premier healthcare network. St. Joseph physicians are caring, responsive, connected, and convenient. Well, beyond your expectations. Request an appointment today. Call 979-774-2121 or visit us online. St. Joseph, expert care, closer to home.
At Kubota, value means getting more than you expected for less than you thought. Like the L2501 DT Compact Tractor. Now with financing as low as 0% APR for up to 5 years and factory rebates, you can do more for less. That's value. That's Kubota. Zero down, 0% APR financing for terms up to 60 months on select equipment now through June 30th, 2015. Financing through Kubota Credit Corporation USA, subject to credit approval. Other exceptions may apply. For more information, call toll-free 1-888-465-8268.
Check out WC Tractor in Navasota, Brenham, and their new Bryan store now open.
Action Sports is proud to announce the addition of the Spider line to their full line of Can-Am products of Sea-Doos, ATVs, and side-by-sides. The Can-Am Spider, with its unique Y-frame design, two wheels in the front and one in the back, a cruising ride position, and a custom fit. The new Spider F3 is a thrill to ride. If you haven't been into Action Sports in a while, here's your chance to come in and test drive the new Can-Am Spider F3. Action Sports, 202 Holloman Drive East, or online at actionsportstx.com. Can-Am Spider, riding has evolved.
If you need an affordable Kubota tractor to get the job done, and you need it now, come see Vernon and the guys at Norma G Tractor. At Norma G Tractor, you'll find a huge selection and great prices on all Kubota tractors and utility vehicles. Norman G. Tractor has the new Kubota L2501 HST 25 horsepower tractor with four-wheel drive, Kubota front end loader, 5-foot Land Pride shredder, and box blade with teeth. Priced with a $300 factory rebate, $700 implement rebate, and a $500 cash rebate, making your price $18,895 or $247 per month. Norman G. Tractor asks you, why buy used when you can buy new with prices and payments as low as these? Norman G. Tractor is aggressively pricing all equipment bought with your new tractor, so now is the time to make the drive to Norman G. Tractor. Voted best of the Brazos since 2002, remember to shop the internet specials too at normangtractor.com. Norman G. Tractor, located at the corner of Highway 39 and OSR in Norman G., Texas, and remember, nobody beats Norman G. Tractor.
News Talk 1620 WTAW. Kevin O'Connor and the Infomaniacs sitting in for Scott DeLucia, who's taking a little time off. It's 8:41 and time to look at the forecast, brought to you by Skyline Communications.
Rather warm weather in the forecast again today. We'll see a decent amount of sunshine. We'll get to 90 to 95 this afternoon. It'll be clear to partly cloudy across the region tonight, lows 70 to 75. Mixture of sun and clouds for tomorrow with high temperatures between 90 and 95. Clear to partly cloudy, lows near 75 tomorrow night. Looking ahead to Thursday, clouds and sunshine with highs between 90 and 95. I'm meteorologist Rob Carrollton for News Talk 1620 WTAW.
75, now 90% humidity with winds out of the south at 5 to 7 miles per hour. 8:42, and without further ado. I figured this was the most fitting music for something from Mad Spy vs. Spy.
Okay.
Remember that?
Yes.
Okay. After a heated argument, at least one suicide bomber in Pakistan may have died after accidentally triggering his suicide vest during an argument with a second individual who was also potentially a suicide bomber. Sources say the jacket of the would-be suicide bomber blew up during the brawl.
Well, it was, I guess it's to be expected.
It just tickled me.
Was there a lot of jostling around? I mean, were they going after each other's
that's
bombs
all I had.
At the same time, I guess?
I just thought it was rather funny.
Or one of them just lights a cigarette and the other one knows what he's thinking. So
now, gentlemen, doff your cap if you have one.
I don't.
A Chicago band Amtrak train had an unfortunate encounter with a tractor trailer carrying 70,000 pounds.
Manure.
Bacon.
Uh-huh. Oh.
That's why we were doffing our cap. The bacon-laden truck was obstructing the tracks last Friday. The train collided with the truck, managed to overturn the truck, spilling almost half of the bacon.
Wait a minute. Lisa, honey, are you saying you're never going to eat any animal again? What about bacon?
No.
Ham?
No.
Pork chop?
Dad, those all come from the same animal.
Oh, yeah, right, Lisa. A wonderful, magical animal.
No crew or passengers were hurt, but again, half the bacon was sadly lost.
I mean, maybe if you just kind of brush off a little of the dirt, it'd still be okay.
Mm-hmm. I think so.
I don't think I'd have a problem doing that at all. All right. We have, again, tastefully danced around the Bruce Jenner thing now for several days, touching on just one yesterday. It's the only one we've covered. But now, Austin, Texas.
Yeah.
May need to rename the street that they've named after Bruce Jenner. Residents of an Austin neighborhood in which all of the streets are named after Olympians say they aren't sure whether or not the city plans to change the name of the street they live on from Bruce Jenner Lane to Caitlyn Jenner Lane. The people that live on the street don't care.
Really?
No.
In Austin? I figured they would.
Representative from Austin City Hall said that in order to change the street name, at least 50% of the street's residents have to agree. I wouldn't want to. It would be a pain in the butt.
I think that's the biggest issue for me is the administrative overhead. Just, God, leave it alone. Find a new street to name Caitlin.
Residents in Clarksville, Tennessee, and El Paso, Texas have Bruce Jenner streets as well, and they haven't said anything about it.
I didn't even know he had streets named after him.
I didn't either.
I'm not surprised.
You want to get Knight Rider?
What? Yeah.
David Hasselhoff's Knight Rider. Kit is up for sale.
Oh.
At the end of June, the T-Top Trans Am, which boasts keyless ignition systems among the studio-created instrument control and monitors, estimated to fetch between $200,000 and
$300,000. I thought I saw... Are they planning on coming out with a new one sometime?
Yes.
Is that with Chris Pratt, I think?
I think you're right. If I had the money, I'd buy it tomorrow. I'm that geek. That would be the coolest car.
Can it talk to you?
I don't know.
I'm surprised they don't have, you know, they've got Siri and they've got your GPS that'll talk to you. I'm surprised they don't have a Kit voice for your GPS.
You know, that's absolutely, that's hilarious. That's freaking hilarious.
Yeah, that's a good idea.
Since we're talking movies and the like, Warner Brothers has reportedly been emailing people who have downloaded Friends episodes over the BitTorrent and offering them a deal. Cough up $20. This is the message that went out from Rights Corp, a digital enforcer claiming to represent Warner Brothers, to an anonymous sir or madam who pirated the episode, The One with Five Steaks and an Eggplant, from Season 2. Although Warner Brothers understands and appreciates that you are a fan of its content, the unauthorized upload and downloading of copyrighted content is a serious matter. Your service could be suspended if this matter is not resolved. The damages to WB from your contract's subsidy will exceed $20, but in the interest of having you stop your infringement of the copyright, WB is prepared to make you this settlement offer. $20.
Hmm.
Got caught with your hand in the cookie jar.
I mean, that's pretty reasonable.
I think so, too.
I mean, you throw much more at them. Most of the people who are downloading this aren't going to have a spare $20 anyway. So.
Yeah. I mean,
I'm not saying rich or poor. I'm saying a lot of people live paycheck to paycheck.
Oh, without question.
And the kind of people who are BitTorrenting probably aren't on top of their finances.
Question.
I don't know. It's a broad assumption.
All right. As we start to move closer to the end of the year, obviously we're in the middle, but as we start moving towards the Texas State Fair and the like, what comes to mind? Fried Twinkies, fried Oreos, Snickers bars. Now what's the big shindig?
What?
The Slim Fast bar.
What? Fried Slim Fast?
The Slim Fast chewy chocolate bar is the snack for people dieting and counting calories. It's only 200 calories.
Oh, really? It's well, it must not be fried.
When you batter and deep fat fry it, it bumps it up to 500 calories.
That's...
So fried diet food, I believe that's like military intelligence.
Uh-huh.
That's probably the only
shrimp.
Yeah, that's probably the only way I could stomach it, not going to lie.
Be available at the San Diego County Fair, which runs through July 4th. Airlines are bumping fees. Have you seen this?
Why?
No.
If you book through Expedia, Kayak, or Priceline, Delta has removed its fares from TripAdvisor and dozens of small sites. Lufthansa says tickets starting in September will charge a €16 fee if they are booked through a third party.
Really?
Yep.
Well, that's going to be a big problem, especially. And so many people book their flights and vacations through those kind of sites. I mean, why would... I don't know. It just doesn't seem like a very good deal for anybody, really.
Well, according to this, the Washington Post reports Southwest Airlines has for years kept its seats off third-party sites, which makes it harder to complete.
Yeah, and you go on Southwest sites, but Southwest is one of the more reasonable airlines out there, but, you know, I know they're not available on Expedia and Priceline and things like that, but they still get a lot of business, so.
Malaysia Air is now charging extras for a few new features.
Oh, what would those be?
Landing.
When every step you take hurts.
Ow, my aching feet.
It's time to call Brazos Valley Foot Care. For over 30 years, the podiatrists at Brazos Valley Foot Care have been successfully treating foot and ankle problems. You'll receive the information needed to make the best choices about caring for your feet and ankles. Take the first step to relief. Visit Brazos Valley Foot Care in their new location, 3312 Longmire Drive in College Station, next to Liberty Dialysis. For more info, click BrazosValleyFootCare.com or call 776-6060. For more than 70 years, farmers and ranchers have depended on Producers Cooperative for quality agricultural products and services. From a full line of livestock feeds, planting seed and fertilizers, fuel and lubricants, farm and ranch equipment and supplies, you'll find it all at Producers. High performance products, quality service, outstanding results since 1943. Producers on Texas Avenue north of Highway 21 in Bryan or call 979-778-6000. No membership necessary to purchase.
News Talk 1620 WTAW. 39-year-old dad Torkel Kristoffersen. Exactly. From Sweden was in trouble after going outside to play with his 2-year-old son. When the kid said, "Hey, Dad, put me in this canvas grocery bag and let's have some fun." So they did, like you would. Well, unfortunately for Torkel, he had recently grown a beard. Neighbor spotted the dad carrying the child in the bag, but did not recognize him and called the police. So there's a kidnapping in progress. He was arrested, quickly released once police realized the mistake. A police spokesman confirms, and this is a quote, this isn't me being silly, it is still currently not a crime to carry your child around in a bag.
Well, good, because my parents would have been in trouble then in that case. So,
having gone through many occasions like that, I grow facial hair like women change purses. I just accessorize my face, whatever. I shave off. I can see that happening.
Uh-huh. Yeah, yeah.
Now, have you seen, it's a little bit backwards from that, but a dad shaved his beard, and he had a little girl. She's
yes.
probably less than one, and he was playing with her, and then he had his face covered, and he took it off after he'd shaved his beard, and she started crying because she didn't know who he was.
I took my daughter to the very first daddy-daughter dance for the Children's Museum of the Brazos Valley.
Mm-hmm.
I got all gussied up. I got my clean-shaved face for the date with my daughter, and as I went to pick her up from school that day, from preschool, she very dryly looked at me, because she's my kid, and said, "Daddy, girls don't like it when daddies shave." I think she was 3 or 4, at which point I crawled into a hole and said, "This is going to only get worse." What was the first car you guys had?
Truck.
93 Ford Tempo.
96 F-150. You know Pert Shampoo?
Yep.
That color? It was that color.
1972 Chevrolet Chevelle.
Oh.
80% of men can remember the model of their first car. Only 50% can remember the last physical exam that they had.
Oh, man. I think it was around the time of my first car.
It is 8:52 at Newstalk 1620 WTAW. Coming up next, San Francisco officials are deciding what to do with ads that will tell you soft drinks will kill you. We'll do that for you coming up next.
At Polaris Fun Center in Bryan, ride into summer and get unprecedented rebates for a limited time only. $800 off the Razor XP 1000, $900 off the Sportsman 570, $1,000 off the Polaris Ace, and $1,400 off on the world's best-selling utility side-by-side, the Polaris XP 900. At Polaris Fun Center, get financing as low as 1.99% on every machine in the lineup. The ride into summer sales event at Polaris Fun Center on Texas Avenue in Bryan, where they sell and service fun, not tractors.
Since 1957, Slovacic Sausage in Schnook has been making the best tasting sausage in Texas from the same family recipe. Slovacic is the official sausage of Texas A&M Athletics. Whether it's from the grill to the family gathering or from the pit to the neighborhood party, serve the sausage voted best in the Brazos Valley. Serve Slovacic. Be sure to come in and check out their full-service meat market, relax on the front porch, or grab some fresh kolaches from their bakery on your way out. Slovacic Sausage, Highway 60 in Snook.
I have a passion for the environment. That's why I serve in the United States Coast Guard. We monitor commercial vessels, making sure our ports and waterways are safe and clean from oil or other hazardous material. We patrol our fisheries, protect marine wildlife and their habitats. With all we do, it's about protecting America.
Were you born ready to protect America? Learn more at GoCoastGuard.com.
Sponsored by the United States Coast Guard in cooperation with the Texas Association of Broadcasters and this station.
Hi, this is Colonel Aaron Vangelisti, commander of the Air Force Reserve's 433rd Airlift Wing at Joint Base San Antonio, Lackland Air Force Base, Texas. Military experience can add greatly to your life, as it has mine. The Air Force Reserve locations throughout the region offer positions with excellent training, including the exciting areas of intelligence and cyberspace. I encourage you to start your adventure in the Air Force Reserve by going to afreserve.com or calling 800-257-1212.
Sponsored by the Air Force Reserve, aired by the Texas Association of Broadcasters and this station.
Newstalk 1620 WTAW 854. Kevin O'Connor sitting in for Scott DeLucia and the rest of the Infomaniacs spending some time with you this morning. We appreciate you hanging out with us. Pat brought this to me earlier this morning. San Francisco officials are deciding whether to impose a warning on ads for favorite drinks of children and ban of public health advocates' sugar pop sodas.
As if people didn't already know they weren't good for you.
The, quote, sugar-sweetened beverage warning ordinance, end quote, would require health warnings on advertising within city limits, on billboards, walls, the side of cabs, and buses. Supporters and opponents say San Francisco would be the first place in the country to require warnings on ads for soda, which is linked to rotting teeth and obesity.
Here's the thing. I actually believe sugar can be as addictive and deadly as cigarettes under specific circumstances. What it doesn't do is affect other people around you directly. There's no secondhand sugar. So while I can understand the bans on tobacco and whatnot, because while it's a personal choice, it can affect people in your immediate area, sugar doesn't.
No, I concur.
Well,
it's
what if
stupid.
What if I see you enjoying a nice, cold, refreshing, you know, Dr. Pepper, and then I committed myself not to drink any?
Then have some damn responsibility.
Yeah, well, I stick my thumb on my nose, my other four up in the air, and say,
that's what happens. Well, it is one of three anti-soda proposals on the Board of Supervisors agenda today.
Good luck, San Francisco.
A spokesman for CalBev, the state's beverage association, says the ordinance is a scare tactic that would do little to educate consumers on diabetes and obesity.
And they're right.
There's got to be some other things to talk about or that they have to go over in that town besides that.
It's San Francisco.
They got too much money and too little to do.
Absolutely.
Trying to figure out what to do with Robin Williams' house, I guess.
Good morning.
Hey, speaking of beverages that may affect your health, they already have warnings on the salt pack of Coors.
That say? Well, they do.
Okay. Thanks for the call. Appreciate it.
This drink can cause intoxication.
Unusual smiling. Yeah. I don't know. let me see. Wacky but true. An 86-year-old takes his college entrance exam.
And? Did he make it in?
For the 15th time.
Oh, wow.
An elderly man in China took the college entrance exam for the 15th time after passing and getting his high school diploma back in 1949.
Holy cow.
He has been trying ever since. No word on whether he passed or not.
Try again.
Good for him, though. He's trying to do it. He's not taking no for an answer. He keeps working hard.
Plug away, man.
Hallmark Cleaners understands that you make an investment in your clothes, so they don't cut corners when it comes to your dry cleaning. Hallmark Cleaners provides quality processing at competitive pricing. They have three BCS locations, South College Avenue, Rock Prairie Road at Highway 6, and Welburn Road next to Chicken Express, as well as one in Navasota. Experience great convenience with Hallmark's drive-thru and same-day, in-by-9, out-after-5 service. Hallmark Cleaners, the Brazos Valley's trusted dry cleaning, laundry, and alteration service for over 20 years.
Man, if you're responsible for the haircuts in your family, your sons, maybe even your fathers or grandfathers, there's one barbershop that will make everyone happy. Just go to Sonny's. Sonny's is Aggieland's traditional barbershop with the tradition of giving great haircuts in an environment appropriate and comfortable for men of any age. No one knows hair like the pros at Sonny's, and no barbershop supports.